Lower Kuskokwim villages are being inundated with high water since an ice jam released below the village of Akiak this morning. School was canceled in 5 villages near Bethel because of high flood water. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
High floodwaters that had been surrounding nearly all buildings and covering nearly all roads in Akiak started to go down. Akiak elder Moses Owens.
The water that was in front of the school has receded. It's bare ground now, but some of the roads are washed out. Some of the roads are still underwater.
While waters were going down in Akiak today, they started to rise in villages downriver of Akiak. Floodwaters in Kwethluk rose slowly over the weekend, but have started to rise faster today. Kwethluk Mayor David Epchuk says that about 60% of the homes are now surrounded by water, some as deep as 3 feet.
Currently, there are people being evacuated by boat for community school. And they're actually driving very slow, cautiously not to disturb buildings that are surrounded by water. We're asking our evacuees to bring along dry food with sleeping gear.
Epchuk asked the Kwethluk City Council to declare a disaster emergency because the road leading to Kwethluk Airport has been washed out.
All of our commercial flights to and from the community are basically suspended because people cannot go to the airstrip. The road is washed out.
Epchuk says a few of the elderly that require medical attention were evacuated from Kwethluk over the weekend before the airport road washed out. Over in Akichuk, resident Frank Chingliak says that water has been rising there this morning.
I'm a little bit worried about my car next, where all my freezers are, you know.
The main road to the Akichuk school is underwater. Chingliak says people have prepared for flooding in his neighborhood, which is a lower area of town.
My neighbor has a ladder for his boardwalk, makeshift ladder. And for me, I have a couple boats here in front of my house, so we planned accordingly. And hopefully we wouldn't have to use the boats, but they're ready to be used just in case.
On Friday, Akiak residents were evacuated to the school. Nearly 40 people in the village, elders and small children, were evacuated out of Akiak altogether. The Akiak school, the airport, and the road between the two places is on higher ground than other areas in Akiak, so most residents were allowed to stay. About 100 stayed that weekend in the school. Ben Bach, a hydrologist with the National Weather Service, says over the next few days there will still be minor to moderate flooding in downriver Kuskokwim villages.
Every village will probably take on water this year just because there's that much water in the system. Even below this little flood surge coming down from Akiak, water levels were bank full or already above bank full in the Kuskokwim. So there's going to be at least minor flooding for every village.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.